This week, December 7th, is the 70th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Many people recall hearing James Daly make the news announcement about the attack, and today that tape is standard fare in history and broadcasting classes. But what is also interesting is the effect the attack had on the American media. Remember, these were the days before television, and for many people the only video was a newsreel shown in movie theaters. Curiously, there was no film of the attack released for more than a year after the event. The stark scenes were deemed too intense for American audiences, and it was felt the demoralizing images would hurt the war effort. Another interesting side effect was the creation of the Office of Censorship under the direction of Byron Price of the Associated Press. Price and his staff drew up a short list of guidelines, which included such suggestions as coastal radio not giving completely accurate weather forecast, so as not to help the enemy plan an attack. The office worked directly with newspaper and radio reporters, and there were few conflicts between freedom of the press and the need to keep military secrets away from the enemy. In fact, in many cases, Price stood up against restrictions the military tried to place on the news media, and in several instances convinced President Roosevelt and the War Department to increase the flow of information coming from Europe and the Pacific. It is estimated there were about 84,000 military personnel on Oahu on December 7th. Today, there are only about 8,000 left alive, which means more effort must be made to keep the memory alive. That's because the attack on Pearl Harbor did more than simply get us into the war. It brought the specter of war home to a complacent and self-satisfied America and forever changed the relations between the media and the government, changes that have lasted all the way into this century. I'm Larry Burris.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the author, not necessarily those of WMOT or of the College of Mass Communication at Middle Tennessee State University.